Task 3. You will hear several people talking. After each extract, write the option that best summarizes what you hear. You will hear the extracts just once. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the sentences. Extract 0.
Yes, there is a burial site that was excavated by Keith Prufer of a dead individual with a bowl which is inverted over his pelvic area. And under the bowl, Prufer found 5 preserved cacao seeds. And these seeds were probably placed under the bowl to aid in the individual's rebirth to a new life. To this day, in some modern Maya communities, trees or maize plants are grown on the graves of the dead to help in their soul's rebirth. And there are many images during the classic period of individuals that are reborn as trees. Most famously, the mother of a king at the site of Pakal is...
Extract number 1.
What are the first recorded uses of coal by humans?
Well, surprisingly, one of the earliest uses, and this was in ancient China some 6,000 years ago or so, was carving. They found the coal to be very beautiful, and there's evidence, some archaeologists have found something they called Neolithic ear-piercing ornaments. And so they were carving the coal, they were wearing the coal, and this also happened in Britain during the Roman era. Coal became famous and was written about by the Romans as something that could be carved into jewelry.
Extract number 2.
What exactly was its appeal?
Oh, well, it's because it's so soft and comforting. That's part of it. There are some cultures in the American Southwest that actually liken cotton, no surprise, to clouds, and it's important for that very reason. But its secret, really, is that the actual fiber has a minute twist in it. And so when it gets damp, it actually turns, it swivels. So it has an inbuilt mini spin dryer. This means in any hot or humid climate, it dries much more quickly, it's more comfortable to wear, and in any cold climate, it's ideal for undergarments, again, to wick perspiration away from the body. People absolutely treasured it. And a signal of how important it was.
Extract number 3.
But Lucy, tell us, how long have humans been eating honey for?
I think humans have been eating honey as long as humans have existed. So there actually have been archaeological finds, pottery shards and things of that sort, that do show that people were eating and storing honey. One of the most fascinating examples, though, is a cave drawing on the eastern coast of Spain, showing people climbing up a cliff to get honey And it actually shows bees that are flying around trying to attack. And that is about 8,000 years old, from around 6,000 BC.
Extract number 4.
Perfumes may have been made in France, but it was American women in particular, especially American women who had money, who really fueled the demand. And if you look at the beginning of the 20th century onwards, there's a huge amount of luxury travel to Paris. And if you're going to be a woman of money who travels and want to buy into old Europe, the old world, then you want to be wearing couture fashion from a Parisian designer. And it so happened that particularly in the 1920s, you also might buy a bottle of perfume when you're there. So really, it was a sign of status and, you know, look what I've got. I've been on my travels and, oh, I just picked up this little thing.
Extract number 5.
Well, it's very interesting. I think we don't appreciate today how much of a satirical work it was, and partly what Thomas de Quincey is having fun with is this idea that opium might be seen as something exotic. You know, there's this idea of the opium eater, who was normally a stereotype in romantic fiction, normally Turkish or Persian, who had spent his life sort of dreaming his dreams and sinking into oblivion. And Thomas de Quincey is sort of calling on this archetype and claiming to be an English version of it. But the joke really is that everybody used opium. It was very prosaic. You know, it would be rather as if someone wrote today a book about Confessions of a Paracetamol Fiend. So what de Quincey is saying is that, everybody takes opium all the time.
Extract number 6.
And the labor system that existed in the Caribbean pearl fisheries, which was extraordinarily brutal and just so dangerous for the divers, who were at first a mixture of indigenous divers, but also increasingly enslaved Africans, who were forced to perform this very, very painful, difficult labor. And there are descriptions, one of them is by the famous Dominican friar and advocate for American indigenous rights, Bartolomé de las Casas, who described the labor of pearl diving as harder than any other labor in the Americas, more dangerous, he said, even than gold mining. And he described the divers emerging from the water, their bodies gleaming and covered in salt, and he said that they looked not like men, but like sea monsters.
Extract number 7.
One of the things that we associate particularly with food is the sound that we get in our heads when we eat things. And so some things go kind of squish and other things go crunch. Plastics have often become integrated into that experience to prepare us for that. And so one thing that you should do is to go to the supermarket and go and look in the bread section and go and take a look at what kind of packaging is used for different kinds of bread. If you're going to get really sort of soft bread, well, guess what? The plastic's going to be relatively soft and squidgy. On the other hand, if you're going to buy crunchy bread, well, the packaging makes a really wonderful, inviting crackling.
So it has to kind of rustle because it's fresh, freshly crusted baked bread.
And that illusion is amazingly powerful.
Extract number 8.
And in fact, Elizabeth, you say that that aristocracy would even use sugar as an expression of power.
They did. It was conspicuous consumption
of a commodity that nobody else had. And so how do you show everybody that you are very powerful and very wealthy? By serving them something absolutely spectacular. For example, they developed sugar sculptures. And it could be a life-size sculpture of a castle, of a tree, of a monster, of waves of the ocean, of fish, and so on. Banquets would be held in which the plates and the cutlery and the glasses were all made of sugar so that after you'd eaten, you could then just eat your plate or your fork or your spoon.
This is the end of task 3 and the end of the listening test.